The theme that is at the heart of our readings today is that the gospel of Jesus Christ is a treasure of infinite worth. And in that reading that Lilo did from Corinthians, there's this interesting verse where St. Paul says, "So death is at work in us, but life in you. Death is at work in us, but life in you." And what Paul is talking about here is that as an apostle, he says, "I'm willing to be given over to death so that you may have spiritual life." What inspired Paul to be able to say that kind of thing? It's because he knew the nature of the gospel and the nature of who we are. The nature of the gospel is such that there is nothing like it in the world. And so he puts so poetically, "We have this treasure in clay vessels, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us." Paul understood himself to be weak. And indeed, at the very end of this same letter, 2 Corinthians, he says that he's discovered that God's power is made perfect through his weakness. And so here he says, "I am this clay vessel, something that is vulnerable, something that can indeed be broken, but the treasure that is in this vessel is of such worth that nothing in the world can be compared with it or to it." And so he says, as an apostle, "I'm willing to be given over to death so that you may come to see the fullness of this treasure." And then as he goes on to say later in that reading, quoting Psalm 116, and in Psalm 116 there is this verse, "I said in my affliction, I will believe and have faith. I said in my affliction, I will believe and have faith." And Paul paraphrases this when he says, "Just as it says in accordance with Scripture, I believed and so I spoke." That in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the affliction, he says, we can indeed speak. We can proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. What an appropriate scripture for us to have on this day when we remember the Canadian martyrs. Indeed, they're also called the North American martyrs because some of them were martyred in what is now the United States. But between the years 1642 and 1649, six Jesuit priests and two laymen were martyred. The two that are most known are Isaac Jogues, who was martyred on the 18th of October in Ayresville, New York, in the year 1648, and then Saint Jean de Brébeuf, who was martyred on March 16th in the year 1649. And what's remarkable about Saint Jean de Brébeuf is the understanding that he had as to the inestimable worth of the gospel. Something that so inspired him that he came from France to the New World and he made his home amongst the Huron people. He was a master at linguistics, and so he was able to learn the Huron language. He was able to establish a catechism for children. And it's said that during his ministry, over 7,000 people were converted to the Catholic faith. But what's so striking about the example of his life is the following. He understood that he is a clay jar. And he also appropriated the remarkable beauty of the gospel and the beauty of the Huron people. And so as he lived amongst them, as Pope Francis loves to say today, we are called to accompany people. And that's what he was able to do. He accompanied the people of the Huron First Nations in such a way that they saw in him the very character of Christ. And in seeing Christ in him, many of them were attracted to this treasure of infinite worth. We're told that his martyrdom was the result of his seeking to bring about reconciliation between the Iroquois and the Huron nations. And the Iroquois, understandably, from what I've read, did not want such reconciliation. And so on the 16th of March in the year 1649, he experienced the most brutal of martyrdom, where tomahawks were heated to red hot, and they were placed over his shoulders. Bark was placed around his torso and lit a fire, and then boiling water, to be a mockery of baptism, was poured over his head. And so he died. But I want to read to you a brief entry from his journal where he speaks so clearly of his desire for martyrdom and his willing to die for Christ. So these are the words of Saint Jean de Brébeuf. "I bind myself in this way so that for the rest of my life I will have neither permission nor freedom to refuse opportunities of dying and shedding my blood for you, unless at a particular juncture I should consider it more suitable for your glory to act otherwise at that time. Further, I bind myself to this so that on receiving the blow of death, I shall accept it from your hands with the fullest delight and joy of spirit. For this reason, my beloved Jesus, and because of the surging joy which moves me, here and now I offer my blood and my body and life. May I die only for you, if you will grant me this grace, since you willingly died for me. Let me so live that you may grant me the gift of such a happy death." He's talking about the death of martyrdom, and he refers to it as a happy death. "In this way, my God and Savior, I will take from your hand the cup of your sufferings, and I will call on your name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." The martyrs inspire us, for while we might not face martyrdom, we do face opposition to the gospel of Christ in our world. But rather than being defensive, antagonistic, and angry, and maybe wondering, why do we have to face this? It's the reality of living in the world. But what the church is always called to be is that community that is willing to be vulnerable, that community made up of men and women who are clay jars, but we know that the gospel is of infinite worth. And by calling on the name of Jesus, we anticipate the joy of heaven, so beautifully described by Saint John in the Revelation, where people from every tribe, language, nation, and people will be gathered around the throne and giving praise to God forever and ever. One last thought. In that reading from Revelation, St. John asks the angel, "So who are these?" And the angel says, "These are those who have come out of the great ordeal." What's the great ordeal? It's life in this world. But if we can have the confidence of St. John de Brébeuf, if we can have the confidence of those who truly call on the name of Jesus, in our weakness, maybe even in our fear, we can say, "Jesus, I trust in you. And each day, I want to be willing to die for you, whatever that might be, so that others may come to spiritual life." St. John de Brébeuf and the North American martyrs, pray for us.